This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped the cattle markets finish strong today?
Well, I think we had a couple things. Continued technical buying in the marketplace. Can't forget that friendly cattle on feed, bullish cattle on feed report that we had Friday. And today we started picking up 122 to as high as 124 cash cattle trade in the south. I think all that helped keep our market to the upside after a mixed trade started out the session. Now, box beef continued lower, choice down 58 cents, selects down $1.84 on a good movement of 102 lows. Saw an estimated cattle kill of 116,000 head today. On the close, February cattle, $1.77 higher. The April, $1.55 higher. Jan feeders up $3.15. March feeders up $1.52. And Feb hogs closed 40 cents higher today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Fall has arrived at P&K, and the savings have too. Right now is the right time to add to your fleet of do-it-all machines. Our John Deere 5E tractors will deliver unheard-of productivity the first time and every time. They're born to work and built to perform. And with up to $4,000 off select models, you'll find an affordable price tag like you've never seen before. So come into P&K and get in on the savings. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 2/116, may not be stackable with other offers. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Tom, what caused the negativity across the grains?
Well, Liz, I think the biggest thing is there was a lack of news, especially friendly news, to push the markets higher. And with our trend to the downside in our grain and soybean complex, our markets seemed to take the path of least resistance today and work their way lower with nothing out there to help hold them to the upside. So we're much, much closer to our contract lows than we are to showing any breakout to the upside. On the close today, March Casey wheat down 3.25, July Casey wheat down 3.5, March Chicago wheat closed 7.25 lower, March corn down 5.75, July down 5.5, January and March soybeans both closed down 6 cents today, with the March cotton 16 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.